Well, it's lovely to see God's house again filled for this special day, our Children's Day services, and we've been praying that God's presence will be among us. Take the hymn book and turn to 688 for opening hymn of praise, 688. When he cometh to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his loved and his own. You'll find it in the page 454, if you're unfamiliar with our hymn book. The hymn is 688, and we'll stand to sing God's praise. Let's seek the Lord in prayer, and let's pray for God and his help to be with us tonight and his presence to be our felt reality, a known reality, and that God's speaking voice will be known to every heart. Let's seek the Lord in prayer. O God, our loving Father, we come to thee in the worthy and precious and all-prevailing name of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall, and bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. We thank thee for him who is crowned King of Kings, who is, O God, in his rightful place this evening upon the throne of heaven. We thank thee that he's seated at the Father's right hand, reigning and ruling over the affairs of all. We cry, O God, that thou wilt come and abide with us. We thank thee that thou art the King and head of the church. We pray, O God, that thou wilt have full and complete sway in this meeting tonight. We thank thee for bringing us again to another Children's Day within the church calendar. We thank thee for all that has occurred over a year, the help that has been given to the Sunday school superintendent and teaching staff. Thank you for every child and young person that has been instructed in the things of God, catechized in the truths are found within thy word. Thank thee, dear God, for children that have been saved over the last Sunday school year. Thank thee, dear God, for those saved within their homes. We thank thee, dear God, for their lives, and we pray that those that know thee might continue to grow in the knowledge of God and in the grace of God. And then in future days that thou wilt lay thy hand upon them, thrusting them out into the service of the great King. O answer prayer. Lord, come, dear God. Put thy hand upon each young life, we pray. Preserve them from sin and from evil. Preserve them from a life of regret and remorse. Lord, we cry that thou wilt bring them to know thee as Redeemer, even in young age. Lord, answer prayer. Glorify thy Son in this house. This is our only desire, that one alone might be glorified, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For he alone is to be glorified within the church. He alone is to be found in the preeminent place. We rare, O God, that there are those places and oft times, O Father, the preacher takes the preeminent place. Or maybe some song leader takes the preeminent place. But Lord, let that not be the case tonight. Oh, let Christ take his proper and rightful place. May every individual leave this house speaking about him. Lord, we pray that he alone might be glorified. We thank thee for those that have come and joined us tonight in this house. We thank thee, dear God, for friends and family members that are here. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt open their hearts as you did Lydia's heart there at the riverside on that Sabbath day service. Lord, Lord, grant, O God, an opening of heart. And Lord, touch, O Father, those that would resist the gospel, those that would be stubbornly opposed to the gospel. Oh, be gracious to them. Open their understanding, enlighten their minds, and may they see a beauty in the Savior that they have never seen before. Help thy servant who has come among us. Bless the Reverend Park, oh God, granting him help and power, the infilling of thy Spirit to present thy word, and be pleased, oh God, to use thy servant even as one who will point men and women to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, meet with our souls. Bless our missionaries tonight on the field. We pray for those in Uganda. We pray for Stephen and Ruth and for Noreen. We pray that thy hand will be upon them and leading them on. And as we have been exhorted to pray, we do pray that, Father, on Monday week, oh, that you'll be pleased to help the drilling company, and that they'll be able to strike water, dear God, and then a fresh, good supply of running water. We don't just desire a medium yield from that well, but we desire a high yield of water. Lord, thou art able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think. Let us prove, God, even in this matter we pray, and be pleased, Heavenly Father, to encourage thy saints as they serve thee in Uganda. And so come, bless our hearts. We think of those that are not here tonight, and we think of those that are in hospital, those that are in nursing care, just to meet with us on Children's Day. Oh, be their portion, we pray, and help them, we ask of thee, and we pray that they'll recover, and give them a good measure of health and strength, for we pray these petitions in Jesus' precious and worthy and wonderful name. Amen and amen. Well, we welcome you in the Savior's name. Want to thank you for coming to our Children's Day service. And we're going to go into the program at this moment of time. And we're going to ask Ethan Brown to come. And he's going to do a Bible memory recitation. And he's going to recite for us Psalm 121. Ethan Brown.
I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, for whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee by all evil, thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, for this time forth and even forevermore.
Well, thank you, Ethan, and may the Lord apply the word to all of our hearts, even as we hear it tonight. We're going to ask the choir to come and sing, and they're going to sing the Reformation song that was written for today, and also a song about the Word of God. And to introduce it, we're having Luke McCallion, Luke and Noah Murphy, Isaac and Ethan Brown, and they're going to speak out good and clear and loud so that you're able to hear what they have to say as they introduce these songs for us at this time.
This year we celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. The five great cries the reformers were:
Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, and glory to God alone.
As a church, here we still stand.
Faith alone in Christ alone, by grace alone I see. I'm trusting in the blood of Christ who died on Calvary. His single's book, the word of God, alone upon I stand. To God's own glory and his grace, I'll enter heaven's land. In faith alone, in Christ alone, by grace alone I see. I'm trusting in the blood of Christ who died on Calvary. It's in God's book, the word of God, alone upon I stand. To God's own glory and his praise I'll enter heaven's land.
Our children and young people grow to love the Bible, and not only to love it, but to obey it even throughout their entire lifetime. We're going to have another Bible memory recitation, and Noah Murphy is going to come, and he's going to recite for us from memory Psalm number 1, and it is a psalm that reminds us about the Word of God.
Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in the season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Oh, that we would be the happy man, the blessed man. Oh, the happiness is of the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. May God help us to be those who meditate in God's precious word. We're going to have a poem at this time. Two men, young men, Luke McCallion and Luke Murphy, are going to come, and they're going to bring us a poem concerning our God.
'Twas God that made the ocean and laid its sandy bed. He gave their stars their motion and built them out and said. He made the rolling thunder and the lightning's flashing flame. His works are full of wonder, all glorious is his name. And must it not surprise us that one so high and great should see and not despise us, poor sinners at his feet? Yet day by day he gives us our raiment and our food. In sickness he relieves us, and isn't all things good?
But things that are far greater his mighty hand hath done, and sent us blessings sweeter through Christ his only Son, who when he saw us dying and sin and sorrow's night, and wings of mercy flying, came down with life and night. He gives us word to teach us our danger and our wants, and kindly doth beseech us to take the life he grants. His Holy Spirit frees us through Satan's deadly powers, leads us by faith to Jesus, and makes his glory ours.
What a wonderful thing to think when he saw us in sin, dying in our sin and our sorrow, he came on wings of mercy flying, came down with life and with light, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. We're going to have a solo at this time, and Rhoda Laverty is going to come. She's going to sing for us Something More Than Gold. For there is something more than gold. Listen to the words that Rhoda sings at this time.
Certain man of whom we read, who lived in days of old, though he was rich, he felt his need of something more than gold. Oh yes, my friend, there's something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven is something more than gold. It happened on a certain day, this little man was told that Jesus soon would pass that way with something more than gold. Oh yes, my friend, there's something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven is something more than gold. Zacchaeus was not tall, and he, in order to behold, made haste into a sycamore tree for something more than gold. Oh yes, my friend, there's something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven is something more than gold. But Jesus stood beneath the tree and said, on me behold, Zacchaeus, come down, I've brought thee this something more than gold. Oh yes, my friend, there's something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven is something more than gold. So he obeyed, and soon he found the half had not been told. Where love and joy and peace abound, 'tis better far than gold. Oh yes, my friend, there's something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven is something more than gold.
The Lord Jesus Christ said, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And there is something more than gold in this world. Maybe that's what you're living for, money. Well, thank God there is something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven. Thank God, God can do that. Even tonight in this service, may you come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to have a Bible reading. If you have a copy of God's Word, and Samuel Laverty is going to come, and he's going to read for us Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, the verses 1 through to 10. Our Samuel Laverty.
Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 10. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men.
May God help us as his people not to partially obey the Lord, for the Lord told the disciples to let down the nets, and they only let down one. They could have saved themselves a lot of trouble on that particular occasion if they just had fully obeyed the Lord. May we be those, if we are redeemed by his blood, may we fully obey the Lord in all that he asks for us to do. Neve Montgomery is going to come and recite a poem at this time, simply entitled, Jesus Loves Me.
I might only be young, but there's one thing I really do know, and that is Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. In John chapter 3, verse 16, this message is clear and true. For God sent his Son to die on the cross for me and you. And another thing I know, we are all born with sin in our heart. But when we come to God for salvation, a new life in him, we can start. Yes, I might only be young, but friend, listen well to my plea. Accept the Lord as your Saviour, and you too from sin can be free.
Thank God for John 3:16. The truth of it, God loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. May you accept the Lord as your Saviour, and you too can from sins be set free. Where do we learn the love of God? It's at the cross. And that event was foretold by Isaiah the prophet. And we're going to have another Bible memory recitation concerning that from Isaac Brown. And he's going to recite for us Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1 to 6. Isaiah chapter 53, Isaac Brown.
Isaiah 53, verse 1 to 6. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form or comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He is despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Well, thank you, Isaac, for giving that Bible memory recitation, and what truths to remember even in your life, throughout your life, about our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Joe and Jonathan McMullen are coming to sing at this time, a duet, two brothers, and they're going to sing and challenge our hearts with the song, I'll Be Present When the Roll Is Called. I trust you will be when that great day comes, that you'll be present when the Saviour comes again, and that you'll be present in God's heaven. Joe and Jonathan McMullen. Thank you to Joe and to Jonathan. We struggle enough with singing on our own, but to try and play and sing, well, that's a different matter. I don't think I would be able to do it anyway. So thank you to Joe and Jonathan for singing, and I trust that you will be ready and you will be present on that day. We're going to have another Bible reading, and Andrew Laverty is coming to bring the Word of God, or to read the Word of God, Psalm 103, and the verse 1 to 12. Andrew is one of our older Sunday school pupils, and he's going to read Psalm 103.
Psalm 103, verse 1 to 12. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Amen.
how that psalm brings to our minds about our Lord and what he is like. I wonder what your opinion is of the Lord. How do you view God? Well, that verse number 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. This is our God. I trust this is how you view him. And if you know him not as your Saviour, you'll come to know his mercy and salvation. I'm going to have a poem at this time, and Nathan Montgomery is going to come, and he's going to recite a poem called The Storm, The Storm.
The storm, when winds are high and tempests roar, and billows rise and fall, the troubled sea is raging. We can hear the Master's call. He spoke unto the storm-tossed waves the word of peace, be still. The trumpet hushed and all was still. It was the Master's will. Then in life, when storms and high and angry are the waves, listen to the Master's cry, for he alone can save.
We're very thankful that the Lord does meet us in the storms of life. And though we may not escape the storm, thank God we have one who can guide us safely through the storms of life. And so whatever you're going through, he can say, peace be still, if you know Christ as your Saviour. At this time, we welcome one and all in the Saviour's name. I want to thank you for coming and those that are visiting with us tonight. We extend to you a very warm word of welcome, and we trust that you'll come again and worship with us in this place. If you don't attend a gospel preaching church, we'll be glad to have your company again in the house of God. And in welcoming you, we welcome the Reverend Park, and he's brought a few people with him tonight, Mrs. Park, also his daughter Joanna, and some of the children. And we appreciate your presence with us, and we trust that God will meet with us and help our brother as he brings the word of God. We enjoyed the word this morning. We know today has been a busy day, but we trust that even in these moments that the Lord will come and draw nigh and help our brother, the Reverend Park. Make the unnecessary announcements. We'll do them quickly today. This evening, Wednesday night, let me remind you of the Bible study and prayer meeting at 8 o'clock, and I'll be along to bring the Word of God on Wednesday night. And then on Thursday night at 8 p.m. is our men's monthly prayer meeting, and we encourage all our men folk to be along, if at all possible, on Thursday evening for that men's monthly prayer meeting. Friday night, we remind you, just off the television broadcast there, about Let the Bible Speak on Revelation Television at 10 p.m. if you can tune in there. That's on Friday night at 10 to 10:30, that broadcast. And then on Saturday evening, 7 o'clock, there's a special meeting with individual from Answers in Genesis, and he'll be speaking on the relevance of Genesis and also answering atheism. And that's starting at 7 o'clock. There is a talk, the initial talk, and then a break. There will be refreshments and resources available, and then he'll be doing a second talk on answering atheism. It's open to all, for all ages, and if you can make your way over, the folks in Markerfelt will be glad to have you along. Next Lord's Day, 10:30, is our Sunday school and Bible class. They continue to the last Lord's Day of the month. At 12 noon, our family worship service, followed by the communion service. We encourage God's people to prepare their hearts and to come prepared to wait for the communion service. And then at 3 o'clock in Cuntulla Nursing Home, we'll be taking a service there. And if you can help us with that, we'll be glad of your support. 3:30 will be the open air, the bi-weekly open air in Main Street. And so if you're involved in that, please go to that service. But 3 o'clock in Cuntulla, if you can help us. And then 7 o'clock, the gospel service. And I'll be preaching at these services in the will of God next Lord's Day, with the exception of the open air. The Little Rope Holders prayer letter is available that we produce on a monthly basis. The Reverend Armin Tomassian has sent us over a number of prayer requests that we asked for, and he's ministering for the Lord in Calgary. And so you can pray for for our brother Armin as he ministers the Word of God in that great city in Canada. The church barbecue is on Friday the 23rd, 7 p.m. The list is in the hallway. You place your name on the list. We want to see you all there. You're part of the church family in Port Nolan. If you're a friend, an associate, a family member, we'll be glad to cater for you. Just place your name and the number that you intend to bring on that particular evening. Ladies, you're outing again the 1st of July. That list will be leaving the hallway there tonight, so please place your name on the list. But you can still see your sister, Mrs. Margaret Cameron, if you intend to go on the trip or to the meal. You can speak to her sister Margaret even after this evening. Mind the children of the open-air Bible clubs that are taking place in Kalabaki, in Port Nolan, in Claddy, and in Innisrush, in the will of God, from the 3rd to the 7th of July. And we take these meetings ourselves, go out into the open air and reach boys and girls with the gospel. And then on Monday to Friday, the 21st to 25th of August, our sister Miss Joyce Waltz will be along to take a church Bible club in the will of God. And those are dates for your diary. Friday night, mind you, just off the special sod cutting ceremony for a new church building in Auchnacloy. If you've been in Auchnacloy, you'll know that they've been in those premises for quite some time. And thank God the Lord is taking them forward, and they're planning to build a new church building. That's this Friday, the 9th of June at 8 p.m. The preacher is our moderator, and the singer, Dr. Fred Greenfield, followed by supper. Can I just thank the Sunday school teachers, Bible class leader, for all the help that they have been to the work of God here in Port Nolan. Can I thank the parents for sending out their children, the young people, to Sunday school and to Bible class over the year. We deeply appreciate your interest in the spiritual welfare of your children, and we trust that what they have learned over the year will be used even to the saving of their souls and for the edifying of they are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I also thank Mrs. Strong for all of her help on Children's Day and all that she's done in getting us ready for this day and the young people ready. We deeply appreciate it. And anyone who's helped in any way, those in the recording room, Thomas there at the back, we really appreciate everything that you've done in the Saviour's name. And for the parents for putting over their children over the particular items. Well, we'll turn in our hymn books to 691 for our offering hymn. 691. Jesus is our shepherd, the voice we hear folded in his bosom. What have we to fear? And the young men from the Bible class will be taking up the offering at this particular time. 691, we remain seated for some of these verses as we sing.
Jesus.
Going to have our final Bible memory recitation, and Peter Laverty is going to come and recite to us Psalm 32, the verses 1 through to 6.
Psalm 32, verses 1 to 6. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my rowing all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the dry of summer, Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee, in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him.
The psalm tells us how to be saved. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, mine iniquity have I not hid. I will confess my transgressions on the Lord, and thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin. Repentance from sin, faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the way to heaven, and that's the way to know your sins forgiven. The choir's going to come, and they're going to sing their last and final two pieces, entitled Children, Can You Tell Me Why? And then they ask the question in their final piece, do you know that you have been born again? Do you know that you've been born again? May you know it even this evening.
He was happy high above.
and died and dread and fears. Yes, I know.
And by the looks on faces, everyone is well pleased with that. Kirsten McLeister and Julianne Wilson are going to come bring the programme to a conclusion, at least the part that the children play, and they're going to recite for us, "What Think Ye of Christ?"
Bearing shame and scoffing rude, in the sinner's place he stood, mocked and scoffed, yet not a word from the Son of God was heard.
Crowned with thorns that pierced his brow, condemned by wicked man to die, out they led him in such haste to Golgotha's awful place.
There they nailed him to the tree, died the death for me and thee, suffered all the curse did he, alone mid jeers at Calvary.
He did not stop to count the cost that he must pay to save the lost, for he a curse was made to be when made to hang upon the tree.
And so it comes to you again, this question pertinent and plain.
Your answer to it must not be masked, but think ye of Christ, I ask.
And it is our prayer that you'll answer that question honestly in your heart tonight. Let me thank the children, the young people, for helping today in this Children's Day service. We appreciate all that you've done, and we thank God for you, and we're praying for you. God's hand will be upon you. We're glad to have the Reverend Park with us, as we've said, from our Ballymoney, our congregation in Hebron, and we're going to ask our brother to come and bring the word at this time. Thank you.
Mr. Stewart, thank you very much for the invitation to be with you in Port Clonone on this very special day, because it's Children's Day. And once again, thank you, children. Good to hear from you, reciting your poems, the scriptures, and your songs. And I know everybody has appreciated that tonight. We mentioned this little booklet this morning. This is the one to do with Uganda. You have a special interest in Uganda because of who is out there?
Stephen and Ruth.
Stephen and Ruth. Okay. You know, we mentioned water this morning, all right, and how you have your tap in your home, just turn the water on. There's another thing I was thinking about, and it has been accomplished, and that's electricity. All right, we take a lot for granted. You can go into your room and put the switch on, and you've got light. Now, if you lived in Africa and you were near the equator, as the school is in Uganda, you will get 12 hours of darkness, 12 hours of light every day of the year. All right? You will know in the summertime we get more light. In the wintertime, there's less light. Okay? You know that. But if you're living near the equator, it's just about the same. So it gets light at 7 o'clock in the morning. It gets dark at 7 at night. And if you live where those children live at the school, it's really dark because you haven't got the street lights and things like that. And maybe you've got lights at home as well outside. It's really, really pitch dark. These children didn't have electricity. That means when they went to bed or into their dorms at night, the ones that stay at the school, unless they had a little torch to help them with light, it was just darkness. How would you like that in your room? Trying to get changed and all in the dark. Well, we're very thankful for the man who went out and installed on behalf of the mission board solar power. I was driving here tonight and I saw at least two fields. They were filled with all these solar power units. Well, we don't have all those units, but on top of the church building, there are these solar panels, and that creates electricity, produces it into batteries. And now the children and the missionaries, they have light in their homes. And that's a great blessing. They're able to have a fridge. All right? They're able to use an iron. All you ladies want to know that. You can use the iron. So that's very, very good. Some time ago, Mr. Miller, he went to a funeral. Some children that had come to the school. and their mother passed away. And he went to the funeral, and he was just attending it to encourage them. And when he arrived, he was told, you're preaching at this funeral. He didn't know that, but he was happy to stand in and do the preaching. Then afterwards, he was told, this mother has passed away. The dad doesn't want anything to do with the children. And these children now have nowhere to go. And they really are orphans. So maybe you know the story here in Port Glenone. And maybe you even know the names of the children. Do you know the names of the children? Esther is the eldest, and she's 12. And then there's a girl, Deborah, and she's 10. And then there's a wee fella, Daniel, and he's 7. And there's Ruth. All right, so you'll remember Ruth. You have to remember that one. And Ruth is 6. Then there's wee Anna, and she's just 4. And they don't have all the nice clothes that you have either. And whenever you're there, your heart just goes out to them. So we are able, whenever visitors go to Uganda, to bring an extra suitcase just filled with clothes and things like that. So I just say, if you're those ages and you don't need your nice clothes any longer, you give them to me and I'll get them out there. All right? Is that okay? And I know that Port Glenone have really helped the Millers and really financed a lot out in Uganda. There's one other thing that I'd want to say, and maybe this is something that somebody could do, or maybe the Sunday school or some other department. We've been encouraging people, because there are running costs all year round, just to sponsor a child and to feed a child for a whole year. You listening now? And to give them the education in the school. Do you know how much it costs for one child in the primary school? £120. That's not too bad. That's £10 a month. I don't know if your mum and dad can keep you on £10 a month or not. You should try. Just try to budget that and see how you get on. So we suggested that to our own people in Ballymoney. And there's quite a few took it up. Because you know what it is? You work it out. It's £2.30 every week. That means you folks will go out to the coffee shops. Just do without your latte. Just one day in the week and give it. And you're supplying a need for a child. So that's just something you can think about and take on board. If you didn't get that leaflet or that booklet, I have some in the car. And you just say it to me tonight, I can get it to you. Want to read just a few verses. There have been many readings tonight. And I just want to read a few verses that you will know from Romans chapter 10. It's always good to hear the word. Verse 13 through to verse 17. Verse 13 certainly is a memory text. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, I've brought a little thing with me tonight. I'll just go and get it. When I came in tonight with this here, somebody said, I think they must have been thinking about the snow this morning, have you brought Christmas presents tonight? You look like Father Christmas. But that's not what it is. Don't know whether you'd want to guess what's in this. What do you think?
A bin.
A bin. It looks a wee bit like a bin, does it? You must have had inside information, young fella. Do you know what it is now? We call this a post box or a pillar box, and nearly in every town and city in Northern Ireland and throughout the United Kingdom, you're going to see one of these. Yes? Yeah? This is just a model. It's not the right size. You know what a model is, don't you? What's a model? There's a preacher who was told when he had preached, he was going out the door, and somebody said, shook him by the hand, you're a model preacher. And he went home and he looked up the word model, and it said, a small representation of the real thing. So he wasn't overly amused when he looked up the meaning. This is not the right scale. It's a little bit smaller. But we're going to use this tonight, children, to illustrate the gospel, because my pillar box is going to represent the gospel. And I trust that you'll listen and you'll remember these things. And when you're driving through the towns and the cities and you see one of these, that you'll remember something of what I say tonight, something that's applicable to the gospel that's very important. Now, the first thing I want to say is that everybody can use this. Doesn't matter who you are, high or low, rich or poor, clever or not clever, everybody can come to the pillar box. And even if you're very tiny, because I can remember when my children, these are now my grandchildren, but I can remember whenever they were very small and they couldn't reach up to post a letter, that I was able to lift them up and they were able to drop the letter in. But this reminds us that everybody can come to the gospel. We are invited by the Lord. We are told in the scripture that the Lord Jesus Christ, one, died for all, and he died for all kinds of people. And the invitation is given, whosoever, I'm going to read that in the Bible over and over again. Maybe you know a memory verse with the word whosoever in it. We have read one tonight. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Jesus says, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out, whether it's here or there or anywhere in the church. Him that cometh to me, I'll not cast you out. You can come to Christ. You can come to the gospel. The second little thing is that all kinds of letters are accepted. And I brought some letters with me tonight. And we're just going to see if this pillar box will accept them. So you just give me a moment to get it organized here. We'll do that in just a wee. All right. There's a nice clean one. Isn't it clean? Do you think that will go in to the pillar box? Yes. Somebody like to put it in for me? Okay. Thank you. Maybe try another angle. Look at that one. That was a clean one. What's that? A dirty one. I was at the Ballymoney show yesterday and there was a wee drop of rain come down and my feet got muddy. You think this one here had dropped on the ground at the Ballymoney show. Do you think it'll be accepted though? Would somebody like to put it in for me? On ahead. See if it's accepted. And just as you're coming, it reminds, yes, it goes in. Clean and dirty. There's a representation here to think about it. The Bible tells us about the broad road. You've read about the broad road that leads to destruction. Jesus speaks about it. And all that are without Christ are walking on the broad road. And some, and you maybe heard the preacher say this from the pulpit, some are walking on the clean side. Some are walking on the dirty side. Some people are moral and respectable as far as the things of life are concerned. And some people are really, really bad sinners. But you know, if they realize their need of a Savior, that they need Jesus Christ, they can come to the gospel and they will be received. For the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Here we have a nice, nicely written one. You could probably even read it from there. It is so well written. Would somebody like to put that in to see if it can be received? Well, ahead, quickly. Thank you. Do you think it'll go in? Yeah, great job. That's a badly written one. Do you want to put it in? I know you put your hand up. It's not favoritism or anything, but we're going to let you do that. That might remind us of clever people and those that are not so clever. You don't need to be clever to be saved. In fact, there's some very intelligent people and they think they're above the gospel and they don't come to Christ. But the gospel will receive those who come, whether they're clever or not. And then we have these here. Have you ever see those colours? Does it remind you of anything? Does it remind you of a chorus that you might sing at the children's meeting or the Sunday school? This has got representation too. Red, yellow, black, and white. Does anybody know a chorus that has those words in it? You do. Jesus loves the children of the world. read. I would sing it to you, only I'm not a great singer, brother. So you get the minister to sing it after the meeting tonight. Red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the children of the world. And throughout the world and the nations of the earth, there are different people. We've spoken about Uganda, and you have black people there, and the Lord loves them. And he loved them so much that he sent people out to preach the gospel to them so that they might hear the message that you hear every week in this house. Do you think the Lord receives different people from the worlds, from the nations of the world? Do you think that they will go in to my postbox? Somebody like to try? If we're running out of volunteers, I can do it, you know. Come on ahead. Do you want to sing the chorus?
No.
Okay. Red and yellow, black and white. Remember it. They're all precious in God's sight. What about this one? This is just a wee one. This reminds me of little people. Just tiny people. Just like children. Doesn't it? It's a small envelope. In North Antrim, and I saw driving to Porthcawl tonight. You're not in North Antrim. You are now a new boundary, or is it the new boundary? Can't even remember who it was. Doesn't really matter, but in North Antrim, they call them Wayans. Do you call them Wayans here? Do you know what a weechel is? Huh? Weefla? Willas? I learned all those words when I came to Ballymoney. Little children, and they're loved by the Lord. And when the Lord was here upon the earth, the Bible says he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and he blessed them. And he still wants to do that with children today. He wants to bless them, and he wants to bless them with God's salvation. Do you think this will go in? Come on, Reuben, we'll give you the opportunity, saying you're away. You think you can reach it? It went in. All right. What do you think that represents? Big people. Mums and dads. Adults that are here. Do you think that'll go in? You do? You do? Who thinks it'll go in? Who thinks it won't go in? Do you think it'll go in? You do? You're clever people here tonight, aren't you? It'll not go in like that, and it'll not go in like that. Sure it won't, but you do something to it. Is that right? Aye. And do you know why you have to do that when you're big people? Because the scripture tells us, except ye become as little children, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. And that reminds us that big people have to humble themselves. Sometimes when people get older, they begin to get hard of heart in the things of God. And they begin to think, I don't need the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. I don't need to be saved. I don't need to go to heaven. But they need to humble themselves and realize I'm a sinner before God. And if I die in my sin, I will be lost forever. But Jesus died for me. And if I come to him, I will be saved. And if they humble themselves and do just that, they will be received by the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's very important to know also that your letter is not posted until it's dropped in. Yeah? You know, these mums that are here, they can put a letter in their handbag and I can maybe be there for a day or two. Sometimes a husband will say, could you post that for me, dear? And you're waiting for a reply back, and then you discover it's still in the handbag. That sometimes happens, but you've got to post it, you've got to drop it, and there's a lesson to learn there too. We have to let ourselves go. We have to give ourselves to the Lord. We have to give up our sin. We have to give up our self-righteousness. Those things have to be done away with. We have to let them go in order for us to be saved. Your letter, when it's posted, is perfectly safe. Do you know the whole power of the government is behind your letter getting to its destination? You maybe didn't know that. I'm not too sure if they, you know, that little red vans that go around the country and deliver your mail now, they used to have on the side of it letters, two letters. E-R. Do you know what that stands for? I'll look to the Latin people here tonight. Elizabeth Regina. And that word Regina means queen in Latin. So it's referring to Queen Elizabeth and the whole power. That's what it means. The whole power of Queen Elizabeth's government is behind your letter getting to its destination. And I want to tell you this. The whole power of Almighty God is behind you getting to your destination when you come to the gospel and you receive Jesus Christ as your Saviour. Now, the government may fail. It's possible. Sometimes you post a letter and it doesn't get to the destination, or somebody has posted you something, you're waiting for it to arrive, and it doesn't get to you because it gets lost in the post. But I want to tell you this, those that come to Jesus Christ will never be lost. The Bible says, and it's the words of Jesus himself, I give unto them, referring to his people, his sheep, eternal life, and they shall never perish. You come to Christ, you'll never perish. You'll never be lost. And that's something to remember. And there is a time to post. Now, I know it's true to say you can post a letter any time, morning, noon, night, or even during the night if you really wanted to. But what I'm referring to here, if you want to catch the post, the mail, there's a time to post. You ever notice on the outside, it's not on mine, there's a little information sheet, and it tells you something. What does it tell you? Do you know? The time when it's lifted. So if you live, for example, in Ballymoney, and you were going round to the Spar that has a post box and has the post office there, you will see on the outside of it, Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. Saturday, 12 noon. So if I want to catch that post, no point in me going during the week at 6 o'clock, I've missed it. No point in me going at 1 o'clock on a Saturday, I've missed it. So there's a time to post if you want to catch that mail. And children, mums and dads, there's a time to be saved too. And the Bible says, this is the word of God, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Today, if ye hear his voice, harden not your heart. You have no guarantee later on tonight. You have no guarantee tomorrow or next week. There's a time to receive Christ. That is the acceptable time. That's the proper time. And it's always now. It's only now that God guarantees. It is our prayer that you'll come to trust him. You'll come to trust him now. There was something missing on all my letters. I wonder, was anybody really, really observing that there was something missing? And with this I will close. A stamp. What happens if you post your letter without a stamp? Do you know? It doesn't post. It doesn't get there. Or maybe, I'm not too sure if they will deliver it, but they'll knock the door and they'll say to the person, you pay for it. Certainly if you underpay, you're asked to pay. All right? But probably it'll not get there. There has to be the stamp. There has to be the mark on the envelope. And children, God is looking for a mark upon you too. You know what that mark is? God looks down and he sees us. In order to be accepted, in order to go to heaven, it's the mark of the precious blood. And God says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When you come to trust Christ as your Savior, you turn away from your sin, you receive Christ into your life and into your heart. The Lord washes you. And by faith, the precious blood of Christ is applied. And the Lord saves you from your sin. And when God sees that work, the mark is upon you. Have you got the mark that is so necessary to get you to the destination that is called heaven? Let us pray. Lord, we thank thee for these very simple lessons, and yet vital lessons, lessons in the gospel. We praise thee that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We thank thee that the Lord, as we heard tonight a brother praying in the prayer meeting, receiveth sinful men. He receives men from all backgrounds, all walks of life, all nations of the earth. We praise thee that Jesus is building his church, building it here in Northern Ireland, building it in Uganda, building it throughout the world, gathering in a people unto himself. We thank thee that whoever comes, no matter who they are, if they come in faith and repentance, they will be received. They will be washed, they will be cleansed. They will have the mark of the blood upon them and be accepted by the Lord. Lord, bless Children's Day. We thank thee for the children who have taken part. But, O God, we pray that as they have listened to the word tonight, that they will consider their need, mums and dads too, that they will come to the Saviour, receive him, know what it is to have their sins forgiven, and peace with God, and the assurance of an eternal home in heaven, and all the power of God behind them to get them there to that destination when they leave this earth. Hear and answer prayer for Jesus' sake. Amen.